So it's Kay Sidebottom and Emma Barlow doing professional discussion for the BA Education and Professional Development ITL assignment. So Emma, we'll start off then. So just tell me a little bit about your project and why you chose what you chose.
I chose to do a project around sending education and who knows best. Sorry, about special needs in education. Because of the issues that I'm having with my son at school and how I'm struggling for the teachers to separate both two different needs of a special need and a medical need, but also to be able to work that into their classroom because of the limited SEN education that they get. It's not part of a PGC or a CERT Ed, and sure. It doesn't form part of many degrees, so it's an extra. So I was looking at that. Which I think I've realised is a lot bigger than what I probably thought, or probably knew, but once you start, it becomes massive. And so it is basically my personal battle at the moment to make sure that my son's education is the best that he can get.
Mm-hmm. So you've sort of taken a sort of personal thing and tried to widen it out into working with other parents and other having conversations about it.
Yeah, with teachers and parents, really.
Yeah. So what was the sort of creative thing that you did then to sort of try and address this or explore it?
I've gone two ways. As in, one way, I've been linking with parents on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of groups out there for parents with special needs children and children with diabetes. And it's quite a scary place, really, of, you know, if you stamp your feet and you do this and you do that, and they can get quite nasty about what you can do at school to get the education you need. And obviously, looking at it from the teacher point of view as well,
mm-hmm.
I found that quite scary that people could be coming in and saying that to me. Because
Yes. Obviously
I might know not all these things for every special need going. And then on the flip side, I'm in school trying to work out a training programme for the teachers that teach my son to help them understand the needs of my son and how individual that is, but hoping that they can link that to other children. So I was coming at it from both ways at mm-hmm. once, which I think was probably far too much again, but it did help me to realise I can understand exactly where the parent's coming from, and I can also understand the restraints on teachers as well.
Yes.
But I did also come across teachers that are absolutely amazing at altering the classroom for children, whether they've got a need or not, to teachers that are very much stuck in the ways of this is what we do, and the Ken Robinson sausage factory thing where they go through pop out the other side and they should be perfect the whole way. And that is my stumbling block, I think.
Yes, yeah. So within that Facebook group, were there parents and teachers then?
No, it's just parents only.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but you were using the conversations that you were having with the teachers as well to sort of inform that group.
Yeah.
And how did the group work together then? What sort of things were they doing and thinking about?
The group has got, it's got people that are literally taking schools all the way through court proceedings to just asking little questions about how can my child go to the PTA disco,
right.
And can I have somebody that can watch them, or do I have to go myself? So it's from really little things to very massive things to do with education, and even parents have had to take the children out. So it's a massive spectrum, and it is based on children with type 1 diabetes and a special need as well. So it's not just one confound thing. So it is quite a big thing to think about.
Yes, yeah.
So I was trying to speak to parents on there about my issues, but also pop in the edge of, but as a teacher, time constraints, the rest of your classroom, how you've got to educate everybody, not just that one child, and finding out what's the best education for your child, whether it be sometimes moving schools, sometimes it may be home education, sometimes it may be something different. So there's lots of options out there, but it's finding the right thing for your child.
Yes, yeah, that makes sense. And how many people would engage with this group, do you think, roughly?
There's hundreds.
Is there?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there's hundreds on there.
And then are you the only sort of administrator, facilitator?
No,
then?
There's six people on there at the moment. One of them actually does a lot of legal things around when their child was diagnosed with diabetes, got more involved. So it's been going on for quite a while, and it's been building and building and building. And then people that seem to have a bit more knowledge just take on more admin roles to be able to put in documents that aren't just, let's shout at you, you know, yeah, let's put in a proper special needs documents, let's look at how we can word things better and things like that, so that we get the school working with you rather than you hitting a brick wall straight away because you're demanding.
Yes, yeah, that makes sense. So in terms of using Facebook as a platform for all of this, do you think it works well, or are there any sort of drawbacks to using it?
I think it works well as in the fact that we're speaking and people are getting help, and there's a lot of parents out there that are now getting help that would have been stuck and struggling, and the child would have struggled for a long time. But the downside is the parents that are doing the stamping feet and throwing, you know, before they've tried the softly approach, the discussions, the do we need to train our teachers more, who can we get in to help us, and they're going straight in for the kill, if you like, and that is the downside of it. But then maybe that is an upside, that they see that other people are taking a different approach, and we're providing documentation they can take in and letters that they can use and just change. So hopefully that might dampen that down a bit.
Yes. Mm. It's practical, isn't it, that you've got practical solutions on there, practical. Is it like files that you upload that people can access?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds really useful. And I guess sometimes people need a bit of a vent to get that out first before you can then work with them.
Yeah, it's also a safe place though, because if you're not in the group, nobody can read what you're saying.
Okay.
So it does allow you to probably say more than what you would on your Facebook or something.
Yeah.
But you can get it out there, and people will go on and say, I think you need to rein back a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Just stop and take a breath. And. Yeah.
Do you have any sort of ground rules, group agreement thing for the group? Any sort of set out, you know, things like that?
The only ground rules is it has to be parents and not teachers. You've got to have a child, because we don't want it just to be coming from the teacher point of view. And we don't really argue. We cross stop that quite quickly. You know, it's a discussion, and if we disagree, we disagree, and people will just give their views. And it does actually work quite well, but I think that is probably because all the parents want the best for their child.
Yes.
So they know everybody's going to be different. Every school's different. Every age group's different. So it makes a big difference.
Yeah. And what sort of results then have you seen of this? What impact has it had? Do people come back and tell you when they've had success with it?
Yes. Some people have managed to move schools because of it. They've been able to get a better school, or the first choice of secondary school, which, as we know, is quite hard now because of it, where they've lost out, they've been able to appeal. We've had people that can now go to the disco because they've looked out of the box, of getting different people trained to look after their child so they don't have to go. Children that have actually gone to France and on other residentials, that's a recent one.
Right.
So went to France for 7 days,
cool.
And the school was very much against it, but they managed to train somebody who was willing to go and keep an eye on this child, so. There's some really good positives.
Yeah. No, that sounds like it. Mm. And what theory then, if we make a link to theory then from this, so you've got this group, which is quite a creative way to try and resolve challenging issues. What sort of theory underpins that and how it works?
Well, I think a lot of it from the school side was the Ken Robinson. I watched that a few years ago on the TED Talks, and just thought what he's saying about the factory that you're putting the same and the same process and the same comes out. And that doesn't happen with any child, I don't think.
Yeah.
Even the brightest buttons out there are not going to go in and come out identical. So I think looking at that, and what I didn't really put in my essay, which I really feel that I should have done, is the Freire principle of community learning.
Mm-hmm.
I really got that when I started my Cert Ed, and that really does underpin, I think, everything that we're doing in the Facebook community. We're working as a community to educate each other and build up our files and our skills to be able to then take an educated view back to school. So I do think that really that is probably one of my main influences out there. And then I think the Nancy Klein's Time to Think as well, I didn't bring her in. And I think really giving people time to read something, step back, think about it, whether it be a parent or a teacher, has worked really well. Because when I've done that at school with the teachers and said, can you just read, or could you just look at?
Yeah.
And then I've gone back, it sort of worked quite well.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's that sort of, I think even on online spaces, the Klein stuff can work, can't it? By giving each other attention, respect, and all the 10 components, if you like.
Yeah.
But certainly the Freire stuff jumped out at me in terms of the, like you say, there's all that stuff about empowerment and activism, and all of that's in there as well.
Well, I think you're learning what you need to know to move on in your
with that little community